Alright, good evening and welcome to another episode of Keepsakes on Anchor. Yes, this is still Keepsakes on Anchor. That should be my spiel from now on. Yeah, I've been saying that for the past two episodes. My name is Jay and welcome to this episode recorded at the Ateneo de Manila University here in Barangay Loyola Heights, Quezon City. I'm still catching my breath. Just been through 3 hours, or probably 2 hours, of traffic. Thankfully, I was sitting on a bus, sleeping there and there, so that I can recover my energy from what is this Friday traffic. So, I'm simply here at the Ateneo to witness, not sumatsuri, of the Hinomoto organization inside the university. And yeah, I think I missed the rest of the evening's activities. So I believe I missed the Lolita fashion show, this and that. And I'm still looking forward to see them, although baka wala na kaubutan dito. So, yeah. So, let's get the ball rolling. And here are the topics for this episode. Alright, it's 8:43 on the clock as I record this audio from the Ateneo. And I've reached the Bellarmine Field. I never expected the Bellarmine Field, though, to be quite big. Alright, I'm now approaching Nasumatsuri, and how can I describe it? I'm facing 5 booths. So, 5, around 15 booths. There's one big stage. This is in front of the chapel here, or cathedral. And now they're playing. What do you know? Rock music. Although it will be bad for me to do a recording or to take photos because it's nighttime. My phone's bad with the night.
Kami po ang Steve Rock. Woo! Bago kami mag-start, pwede bang lapit kayo sa stage? Okay lang ba?
Yeah, so the band will perform. I forgot their name. I didn't catch it up. But yeah, we have Dotonbori here. We have the Dotonbori here. They're real lit, so maybe I'll take a photo of that. Okay, so the band is Sifra. So they're now on the stage. They're playing stuff. They're playing covers of J-Rock, J-Rock.
Meron ba sa inyong fan ng Bleach anime?
Yeah, they're asking now for who... They're
going to... Lapit kayo dito sa stage, diba? Lapit kayo dito? Ano ba naman?
They're now...
Pagayin niyo ako para di ako humiyok. Go!
Yeah. Yan, we have here Hitoshi, si Famous.
Hello.
Yan, wait,
Hello, guys.
I'm with Keepsakes, a podcast. Lumabas na dito yung mga Lolita, no?
Oo, kanina pa.
Ilang oras na?
No, actually, nung dumating ako dito, nakita ko na eh. Tapos na, tapos na.
Aray ko po.
Tingnan ko lang yung mga area. Pretty good. Malawak. Malawak naman siya. Hindi naman yung masasabi ko.
Ano oras ka dumating dito?
Bandang 7:30 or 7:45, ganun.
Oo. Ano, partita isang oras. After that, nandito na ako. Aray ko, bes.
Aw.
Sige. Asan na yung mga lolitas dito?
Alam ko, nagkalat sila dito kanina eh. Dito may nakita ako eh. Hindi ko lang na-picturean dahil ano. Medyo naglilibot ako kung ano mga... Ayun oh, mayroon isa doon. May ano, sa may parang takot. Ano, parang sa mang...
Ah, okay. Si Maria yun. Sige, thanks Itoshi, balikan kita.
Sige.
Alright, okay. One clue. Okay, so we finally found the spot. We have here Maria. She's doing tarot. Alright. She's doing Tarot in the Night. And she's doing well. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I have here Aria Cordero. Should I be saying Aria Cordero or what?
I'm a loli na lolita.
Alright, loli. Kamusta ba kayo kanina?
Okay naman. The fashion show was successful. If you can see that.
Where is Tachikon? Ganun eh. Ganun biglang tanong eh. Where is Tachikon? Alright, so yeah. Oh, hi! Tachikon! Okay, I have to pause the podcast. So I think I'm hearing the bell ring.
Yeah, that's an Ateneo thing.
That's an Ateneo thing. So it's, yeah, what does it mean?
Well, it means classes are just over right now. There's some people in night classes, especially at college.
Okay. So yeah, this is an accidental podcast, really.
Okay.
First time ko dito sa Ateneo at sobrang ganda.
Yeah, and for some reason, ang raming nakakilala sa akin, like, who are you?
What?
And then just, yeah, connections and shit. I'm introducing people to people.
Sobrang, thank you so much!
Yeah, and then some MNL48 fans talagang pinunta dito si Tanchikon. Yeah, kanina, yung nagpapapicture sa'yo.
Yeah. Have you seen a guy in glasses with a t-shirt at the back that says protector?
I haven't seen Will Jans yet.
Oh, yeah, si Will Jans, Yeah. You know, this is a wonderful time in our lives na after MNL48, regardless of how we love or hate that, the idols are coming, either independent or dependent.
Yes, in the idol groups are becoming more popular and they've been debuting or giving out previews.
The community, the idol community in the Philippines is only being solidified regardless of kung sino yung niwawata mo, sino yung inoshi mo.
Sunod-sunod yung mga indie idol groups din na nagpapakita ngayon. Yeah. Stay tuned for them. So, supportan ko rin sila. And right now, I'm working on something. Please look forward to it. And hindi ko pa siya pwedeng sabihin ngayon, pero...
Does it have binary numbers?
Secret.
Sorry. It's a secret. It's okay. Just kidding. Ayan. So, yeah. We're joined the night so far.
Yeah.
Ito, 7 ka nakaano, no? Si Hitoshi, si Famous, nandito rin eh. 7:30. Ako, 8:40. Nakakating ko lang.
Hindi ko pa nakita yung iba. Sana ko ito sa'yo.
That's what happens when the Friday traffic happens.
Exactly, that's why ako na-late. Chatting them, as Ayala pa lang ako. Hi.
Partida, nasa Ayala pa ako noon. Pumunta ako dito.
Cavite ba ako?
I just
Cavite,
came.
Cavite.
Ito, Cavite na ito eh.
UP. Kaya malapit lang ako.
Ay, ito.
There.
UP. UP
campus.
Yeah, UP campus. May concert din sa UP campus, right?
May?
Concert.
Concert ngayon?
Yeah. Pahirapan ng pagsakay.
Yeah, maraming concert ngayon sa UP. Isa yung for nasunog kasi yung SC. So, mayroong benefit concert ngayon.
Nasunog yung SC.
Tapos, meron ding Philippine Harmonic Orchestra ngayon sa UP. Kaya, sobrang daming tao. Tsaka, start na rin ang break eh. So, uwian din mo.
And I believe yesterday was, ano ba yun? There's this alternative.
Akle. Alternative classroom learning experience where different orgs present. Yeah, alternative learning experiences. Pwede siyang talk, pwedeng forum, pwedeng games. So it's a really fun learning experience. Different siya from usual class na ano lang discussion. Sobrang dami mong matututunan, iba-iba. May escape room, tapos merong talk ng mga iba't ibang ano, like kilalang personality.
I believe there's a forum there from UP Ame.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Sumilip ako kasi interesado ako. And then yung Cosplay PH, yung head ng furry, tsaka yung Yawi.
And then sila. And David DeAngelo.
Silang tatlo. Yeah,
sayang nga lang, hindi ko maabutan eh. I was sick at that time. I was recovering.
like they talk about cons in the Philippines, and it's a really interesting talk.
I really wish they could have either released a video or a transcript of that, but I don't think that happens in ACLE, right?
They have videos of it.
They have videos. Okay, I'm going to watch it.
I don't know if they're gonna post it, but it depends on UP AME, I think.
UP AME, please, pakiusap. I'm in the events industry. I want to know more. All right, sige. Let's cut this for a short break. I'll be back once again with Aria and Tachikon! All right. So I'm back here at the Ateneo de Manila University. This is still Keepsakes on Anchor. Nasumasuri, and now I'm with the pioneers. Pioneers?
More of the core members, some of the core members of the Philippine Gothic and Lolita community.
Okay. So I believe you've had a photo shoot at the Dessert Museum last time.
Yes, we did. It was a very large group. They thought we were having a birthday party.
But, you know, it was actually just a gathering of everybody. We were all in the same theme of Lolita, matching the Dessert Museum aesthetic, where we were in Sweet Lolita. So, yeah.
Right. So, before everything else, I will let you introduce yourselves and tell me more about your community.
Okay, so my name is Monique Falcon. I have been a member of the community since around 2012, I think, but then has only been recently active as last year because I had a hiatus because of cosplay. And then,
okay. I'm Sanakan. I've been in a member for about 4 years now, and I wouldn't say I'm an authority, but I'm one of the really active members in the community. We're trying to guide the newbies toward a more fashion-oriented aesthetic instead of a cosplay one. So instead of accuracy to a character, we're trying to encourage them to express themselves, to find their own vision.
Well, but while they're actually finding themselves in the fashion, we're also advocating that Lolita fashion is a fashion with rules, and they have to understand first the basic aesthetic of the fashion before they inject themselves into it. Because unlike other fashion styles, this one actually has a specific silhouette to follow, and it also has a very specific look to it.
Right. So, for starters, for example, okay, I'm now introduced to your community. Now what happens next for me? How will things go from here? Okay, I'm introduced, and okay, I've enjoyed it. So how will things go from there?
Okay, usually when people enter the community, they usually have either an interest in Lolita fashion initially, or they're interested in it because of the usual Lolita aesthetic from anime and similar. But what we do is we first break that any misconceptions, and then we teach them from the ground up. And after that, we help them find themselves in their style and correct them and lead them and mentor them as necessary.
As a group, we usually have what we call meets about once a month. We don't always set a theme, but it helps the members find a specific look. And from there, we just hang out, spend time and eat.
Yep. It's more of because a lot of the meets that we have are really just get-togethers with the community too, and for people to even try different looks, like the sweet meet, because both of us are actually not very sweet Lolita inclined. She's more classic.
Definitely,
I'm more just monochrome look to it, but I go more gothic and classic. So
sweet is what we call prints that usually have dessert and more happy themes, like balloons, bears, that sort of thing.
Yeah, anything cutesy, and essentially, if you go into the dessert museum, anything you find there and then put it on a dress, that's sweet Lolita.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Okay, I'll be asking a few questions afterwards because I might have some references to your the Lolita culture. Okay, if I drop the name of Bonjour Suzuki, does it ring a bell?
Sorry?
Bonjour Suzuki.
No, it doesn't.
Sadly, no. Not for me either.
Okay. Bonjour Suzuki, as far as I believe I still have a track of it. She has this cutesy voice. And I believe she done anime songs before. I just forgot the title right now. But I think I'll give you a sample of her tracks, especially the remixes with Ayoban. Right. So, with that said, is there anything else that the others need to know about the community? How, aside from being, say, indoctrinated, if that's the right word, was it the right word?
It makes sense, although it might scare off some people.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
It's okay. But the first thing, actually, first and foremost, what we want to at least tell people is, Lolita can be intimidating at first, but we're not scary. We are a community that actually fosters people to grow, and especially if you're really interested in it, will help lead you towards the right direction, and will even enable you with your style. Like, there is a thing in the community where we tag everybody if we think that, well, or we tag other people if we think that it's their style.
Yes.
And yeah, we just want to get along with everybody in the community, so long as they have really have a genuine interest in it.
The fashion.
Yes, the fashion.
Okay, so aside from the meets, do you hold, say, yes, there's meets, and then there's this premier exclusive events, something like that. Do you hold those?
We have had a few events, actually, that were photo shoots for as fundraising events for the premier convention that we're having this October, where it's just going to be centered around Lolita fashion, where it'll have also a lot of stuff in it. Like last year we had a market, a few photo booths for within the Lolita aesthetic, and also a fashion show with featuring local designers of Lolita fashion. This year we're repeating that, but we're adding an additional twist because it has the theme of fairy tale. Yes. And we're also very strict with it. Unlike other conventions, we're very strict with the dress code because it has to be in J fashion or Lolita fashion.
This question just went through me. You're familiar with Kawaii PH, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
We need the kawaii in Manila too.
Yes. I'm, because I admit that actually a lot of the things that Kawaii PH has have done before, like their market, the thrift market and the creators market, was actually really good. I admit that I just wish that they continued it because they were really, really good.
All right.
Kawaii in Manila was very welcoming, and at the same time, they managed to introduce a lot of interesting ideas, like those boots that Monique mentioned. I really hope we can have another activity like that again.
All right. Okay. So now that we've what's the right term again? I'm very aware of these terms. Okay, that way introduced everyone to the Philippine Lolita. Right?
Yeah.
Community. How do they get in touch with you?
We have a Facebook page, first and foremost, and also we have a Facebook group. So they just have to go to the group or the page and like and
join.
Because essentially we actually are hyperactive on the page and the group, where we pretty much just share things and stuff and just derp around. So it's really just as easy as that. We're the only thing that gets intimidating is when we talk strictly about the fashion.
For those who are a bit interested in the style but they're a bit intimidated by the threat of joining a group, the page actually has lots of guides and tutorials that we created to help newbies. They help you define what are the elements of a Lolita coordinate, as we call it, because the fashion is about coordinating pieces. It's not a set that comes together. It's you who puts it together.
All right. So again, thank you very much.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Right. That has been the Philippine Lolita community. So with that, we'll take another break, and I'm going to let them hear Bonjour Suzuki. Okay. So stay tuned. So So for the Japanese pop culture fans, anime fans, cosplay fanatics in Davao, I will be at the Nippon Industrial and Cultural Exchange 2018, NICE 2018, and that will be held on April 27 to 29 at the Almendras Gym, Davao City. So I'll be staying for a weekend there. That's the 28th and 29th of April, to talk with the locals, enjoy the culture, and witness who will become the Philippine representatives for the 2018 World Cosplay Summit in Nagoya, Japan for 9 days. That's in August. This event is powered by Ambax Davao in partnership with the Japan Philippines Volunteer Association, the Sangguniang Panlungsod and Lungsod ng Davao, the Office of the Vice Mayor of Davao City, and the Public Employment Service Office of Davao City, in collaboration with Jellyfish Education Philippines, World Cosplay Summit Philippines, and Cosplayers.Global. Keepsakes is an official media partner with official TV partner Animax Asia. So I will be seeing you at hashtag NICE2018 this April 27 to 29. Let's enjoy our stay in Davao at those dates. So see ya. And we're back here at the Ateneo de Manila University. This is still Keepsakes. I'm Jay, and I'm now with Protector of the Do It for the Idols. Kasama si Famous. Ito ang si kasawa. At ang kanang kamay ng great comrade, Jello Custodio, asan ka na? I'm also with Lilin and Tanchikon. Yes, that's Aria. Ayan. Protector niya! Yay!
Sinuportan ako nito sa campaign. Sobra.
Thank you, Sinong. Thank you,
Sinong. Dipta. Thank you. Dipta.
Yan. Dipta.
Appreciated. Ah, pwede na ba akong lumuha?
You could send me the photo sa our post.
Alright. So, yan. Meet up sa ano, Ateneo. Sa gitna ng gabi. Walang lagim na nangyayari, kundi ang isang pagpapala na nandito sa lupang hikbi. Ah, manula na. 1 week ang Severo. 1 week ang Severo! Manigas ka! Andito ako, tumutula. Wala akong pakialam. Nandyan ka. The joke. Balik na tayo sa kwento natin. Okay. So, Jans. Anong ginagawa natin?
What do you mean? Anong what? Ginagawa? Specifically?
What? Ano ba? Tagal na natin hindi nag-record ng mga video din, no?
Ano? Eh, alam naman natin full context pa naman. Eh, wala pa naman yung official debut and official members ng MNL48. Kaya, hintay muna. And kung sa akin, ngayon, eh, alam nyo naman, if updated kayo sa mga post ko is, di ba, mag-upload ako ng teaser for our quote-unquote next project.
Eh,
sasabay lang sa hype.
Ayun tayo eh. Right. So, okay. Na. Yan. Pero really, it's week. Ano na ngayon? Bukas is week 9 na. Week 9 na bukas.
Hindi na ako ano eh. Hindi na ako tumitingin eh. Wala eh.
Wow.
Siyempre, may iba na kasi pinofocus eh.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Okay naman. Okay lang naman. Eh, kung nakikita nyo naman, nagko-comment na nga ako sa ano eh, confessions, di ba? Ayun yung nagle-lecture.
Ba?
Oo, nagle-lecture na nga ako ng mga tao dun eh.
Ano ba sinasabi mo dun? Ano ba sinasabi nila?
Siyempre, alam naman natin, pag sa confessions, lagi si Eunice. Eh, siyempre, medyo, hindi ko naman siya pinaprotektahan. Ang pinaprotektahan ko dun is yung image ng grupo or the Japanese pop fans. Mga otas in
Does Eunice have a domino effect?
Yeah.
Aray ko po. In what sense?
In what sense? Kasi paano ba? Paano ba sabihin to? Kasi parang anda halo-halo kasi yung fans ni ano eh. Eunice eh. Meron ngayong, di ba? Weibo, may Ota. Meron yung mga normie. Quote-unquote yan ah. Di ba? Pero siyempre, yun kasi mga sides na yun. May conflict with each other, di ba?
Mm.
So, parang ganun. Dahil kay Eunice, siyempre, damay-damay na yun.
So, sa tingin mo, if you were to think it in a different box, itong itong pinaggagawa natin sa MNL48, itong nangyari, itong si Eunice, she has done wonders in hyping up MNL48. Tama, tama?
Tama.
Okay. Ayan. So, what do we look forward from here? New project? Wala lang, next project na tayo?
Siguro. Kasi naman, ano eh, wala pa naman kasi lahat, di ba?
Oh.
Lahat naman, nakita natin, for teasers lang, wala pa yung mga debut.
Pero, wala pa yung Kami 7 yan, ha?
Wala pa nga, di ba?
Wala pa.
Okay naman. Ako personally, okay kay Eunice.
Why?
Why? Hindi, kasi nakita ko naman sa kanya yung talent niya and yung charisma niya. Alam naman natin, sabihin natin, quote-unquote, may kapit siya, matanda siya, di ba?
Kamukha siya ni Tony Gonzaga.
Layo ah.
Grabe ka! Kamukha nga ni Tony Gonzaga. Look closely. Ano ba? Pati yung boses niya parang na ano ko eh.
Nakapikit ako eh. Nakikinig lang. Yun naman. Basta ako, in ako. Pero, medyo, di ba ang mapapaaway dito? Hindi, okay lang sa akin. Kasi, hindi pa naman natin nakikita kasi, di ba? Paano pag nag-debut, sabi natin, sige, si Eunice yung center. Yung, para naisip natin na mangyayari sa grupo is, hindi yun nangyari, di ba? What are the ads, di ba? Parang ganun. Parang mahirap magsalita ng tapos. Kaya, stay put muna, ganun lang. Timing lang tayo.
Chill-chill lang. Tamang chill lang. Wala ka ng ibo. As I see, I speak in memes. I can keep up with you. Nice. Right. So, yeah. Where do we go from here? Ano ba yung ano? Can you tease us with the next project?
Oh, Do It For The Idols? Okay. Sige, Do It For The Idols. Kasi gumawa na rin kami ng community, di ba? It's the Wotegay Pilipinas.
So yun na
yung teaser doon.
Kayo pala yun. Nakala ko si Bryle lang.
Kami yun.
Alright. Okay. So, punta kami, Waco, Manila?
Yeah, punta ako.
Alright, good luck.
Ba't di ka pumunta?
Depende.
Why?
Depende nga.
Mungi yun.
Depende nga, ano ba?
Mahirap mag-enjoy ng walang kasama. Ay, hindi ka mag-enjoy pag walang kakilala.
Makakilala mo yung mga nandoon. They are the wildest bunch. We are the wildest bunch. That is what makes Philippines a yakay country.
Yan naman tayo sa yakay country. Pero yun, pumunta ako. Sure.
Alright, yet taiga! Alright, that has been your protector from Do It For The Idols. Nahiya ka, nahiya tong taong to eh. Nahiya. Shy guy daw. Kupal naman online. No ba?
I heard that.
Alright, so this is the last part of our episode here at the Ateneo de Manila University. You know, these school activities, itong mga pinupuntahan ko, these are so great. Unfortunately, at my time, sa mismong college na ako sana ko, it's either my choice not to immerse myself in these activities, or ayoko lang talaga. Because they don't have an anime organization, they don't have something like that. Although, yes, some IT students do cosplay there, pero that's for Foundation Day. Pero the rest, no. So, I just stayed there to probably complete my course. And at least, kahit pa paano, I did something. Pero it's not really worth mentioning. When we have a festival right there, a film and TV festival there, media festival rather. Ayun, so wala lang. I got interested. I look at the entries and then that's it. And then siguro that's not my forte. These are my forte. These are anime events, UP Ame, the likes of UP Ame, Ame Fair X, and today, Nasumasuri. These are the things I do for love. The things that I most enjoy. So, nung lumabas ako ng college and I got into the events company that I'm into, by the way, we had our event earlier. After this, I went to Nasumasuri. So we had the sales workshop, sales motivation workshop at Makati. After that, I passed by to Glorieta for the PGF Summer Assembly. Dumalaw lang ako. Just said a few words, say hi to Boss Mac and Chad Ramos of Rainbow Piles. And the rest is traffic, sitting, sleeping in the bus, which is kind of dangerous, if I say so myself. And then riding jeep, coming here at Katipunan for the Ateneo, Nasumatsuri, and all that. Well, it's pretty enjoyable night. Partida, may sakit pa ako. Kaka-recover ka lang sa sakit. So, yeah. Back to where was I? Yun nga, these activities, if there were only anime fairs or these kinds of there are these kinds of festivities sa mga schools, especially Foundation Day. But yeah, if there was an anime club in my school, I don't think that would be approved by the school board rin, because you know, does that help in the academics? Pero it has its pros and cons. Kasi, of course, there has been a history of mishandling nung meron pang student government sa college namin, in which it led to the school saying, ah, screw it. We will have the student affairs, okay? It will be the group which will handle the organizations. No more student government. So, yeah. Everything is coordinated with the school. That's a pro. And the con is, wala masyadong ano. Waga pa is parang is you know, it's typical school activities. Supported by the clubs. Pero that's not for me to really shed my two cents. At least, meron mga events na ganito. Outside my school, into major academic institutions, at least kahit pa paano, na-enjoy nila, and they let people in to enjoy the fellowship, and I'm really happy with that. So, with that said, let me close this episode, this very fruitful episode of Keepsakes on Anchor. Again, do follow me on Twitter, it's at Jay Agonoy. Facebook, it's Keepsakes by Jay. And I'll be tagging our guests here, accidental or not accidental guests. Thank you very much to the Philippine Lolita community. Do it for the idols. Lilin Aria, Aria Cordero, thank you very much. And yeah, thank you very much also to Tachikon! Okay. I really like that. Hopefully, makahabol ako for Mema ko Manila. And that tomorrow, dapat sana papahinga ako. I'll be going off another journey. So with that said, my name is Jay. I'll be seeing you in the next episode. And take care and bless you. God bless.